I'm going to minister today on the sounds of heaven. And wouldn't you know it, our Facebook went down today. Is it back up? Hey, welcome, Facebook. We're glad you're back. This is going to be a powerful sermon, so I want you just to pay attention and listen as we begin to develop this. Ephesians 1, just listen for a moment, says that you were chosen in Christ. The word chosen, and I'm not a great scholar of all these words, so if I pronounce them wrong, please forgive me, but it's ekloge. Ek means to come out of, and loge is the verb form of logos, the word. So we come out of the word. In other words, God is our source, and we are the resource. Okay, we're only, the resource is only as strong as its source. If I make a chair out of cardboard, or if I make a chair out of an oak tree, it will determine the strength of that chair. You came out of God. God is very strong. Amen. So you have the strength of God in you. The strength of God, the word of God says, is in you. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, the strength and the power of God. Keep that in your mind for a moment. Colossians 3 says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. In other words, everything I need to know about my past, my present, or my future is already in me. Everything. That whole DNA is already inside of me. My future, my grandchildren, it's inside of me. Everything that I need in my life. God does not have to bring anything to my life. Nothing. It all is already in here. Now what I have to do is allow God to push it up and out of me. I already have it. The Holy Spirit then has to bring it up and out of me so that I can have it in manifested form, so I can see it and express it and live it. Ephesians 1, that's the first thought. Second thought, Ephesians 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with spiritual blessings in Christ. Where are we at? We're in Christ. So he has blessed me with spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. Now this is key, because all of my blessings are spiritual. All of my blessings are spiritual in nature, but the problem is I live in the natural. Okay, I live here. And so there's a difference, and the difference is all my blessings are there, but I live here. So my blessings are not in a usable form to me. I can't use my blessings because they're spiritual and they're all there. Everything I need is there. It just needs to be pushed out, but I can't reach them because they're in unusable form. So God gives me a tool. The tool is called faith. Everybody say faith. Faith brings things out of the supernatural and into the natural. Faith changes the form of things into something that I can use. So faith then will take those spiritual blessings and turn them into something I can use. It will take all of that that's in me, the source, the source of God, and push it up out of me into a form that is usable. So let me say it again. Let me review just for a moment. I'm in him. He is my source. I am blessed, but it's not always in usable form. So faith comes to my life so that I can bring those things to my now, to today, to where I live. Are you with me so far? Okay, let's talk for a moment. Shift gears. I'll be back. Shift gears and let's talk about sound. Everything in life follows sound. Manifestation does not precede sound. It follows sound. Okay? So, for example, I grew up in a railroad town where the engines and the trains and this, all that happened all the time. Long before you could see the train, you could hear the train. The sound got to me before the train got to me. Just kind of like when you was running from the hound dogs, you heard them coming before you felt their bite. You knew they was coming, you could hear them coming, okay? And so the Bible says there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind before the fire showed up. Sound precedes manifestation. Jehoshaphat, put down all of your weapons and begin to praise. When they made the sound, then God put the enemy into derision. Okay, the sound preceded the confusion that the enemy came into. On the seventh day, they marched around the walls and they did what? Shouted. When they shouted, what happened? The walls fell down. The walls didn't fall before the shout. The shout happened and then the walls fell. Manifestation follows sound. Now, for some reason, when we get to church, we want to reverse that, and we want to make a sound after God does something. In other words, if God does something great, then we'll praise. The truth is you praise first, and then God does something great. Some reason we don't want to start shouting and get excited until after the miracle. But the truth is, if you'll get shout and get excited, the miracle will happen. So sound always precedes the manifestation. So if you don't like the way you're living, if you don't like the way things are in your life, then you need to make a different sound. The sound you're making is taking you into the life you are living. Okay, I'm not going to hurry because I want you to hear this. What is a sacrifice of praise? It means I have to kill 15 emotions if necessary to get my praise out. I might come to church feeling horrible. I got to sacrifice my feelings and get my praise out so that God can change how I feel. I might come feeling depressed and not feeling like praising. I don't even want to talk to anybody. I sacrifice those emotions, lift my praise up so that God can change my emotions and lift my life up. Is that right? So that's a sacrifice of praise. Your sounds will affect your situation. If you don't like your situation, then quit making the sounds you're making and make the sounds of God. If you want God to show up, make God sounds. If you want God to show up, make God sounds. You want the devil to show up, start cussing. Right? It'll bring another manifestation. So I want to just take 10 seconds and let's make a God sound. Let's praise the Lord. Give him a clap offering something. Come on, give him a good praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't like the direction of your life, make the sound different. If you don't like the atmosphere in your home, change the sounds in your home. Turn off the boob tube and do something else. If you don't like the direction your kids are going, change the sounds that they're hearing. They're hearing sounds from their friends. They're hearing sounds from people. They're hearing sounds from the media. In fact, right now we have a real problem in America. I don't know if you've been watching the TV the last couple of days. It's really sad. Now, they're going to blame guns, but guns aren't the problem. The media is the problem. It's the sounds that people are hearing. And people are reacting to those sounds and doing things they ought not do. Sound precedes manifestation. Every great power in the world is connected to a sound. You cannot have a powerful engine in a car that just makes no sound. If you want a powerful engine, it's going to have a powerful sound. When a hurricane comes, when a tornado comes, and when the earthquake comes, there's a powerful sound that shakes the earth. Every great power makes a powerful sound, and every powerful church makes a powerful sound. It just does. Now, I'm not talking, when I say powerful sound, about the worship team. By the way, they did awesome today. But I'm not talking about the worship. I'm talking about you. And the sound you make at your chair. I'm talking about the sound that you come up with. Your sound, not our corporate sound. Yes, at corporate we need it, but you have to have an individual as well. You have to make a sound. You have to do something to make a sound so that something could come. If you do, praise the Lord, God says, oh, can I sneak in? Right? If you, amen! God says, hey, I'm welcome. It's, amen. Sound precedes manifestation. You get to choose. We're not talking about decibels necessarily. We're talking about you, a loud spirit, a loud heart, a loud function from within you, okay? People always fuss over the sound in a church. I've never been to a church where somebody wasn't fussing over the sound. I'm not mad at you if you're fussing today. I'm just saying the devil wants to remove the sound. Because if the devil can remove the sound, then he will remove a dimension of God that's in the house. Because God rides on the sound of his people. Let me say that again. God rides on the sound of his people. The first thing God did was not make light. The first thing God did was make a sound. He said, let there be light. Sound preceded light. The earth reverberated when God spoke. Nothing happened until God spoke. A sound went first and then it manifested later. Nothing can happen in your life until a sound comes first. We call it a confession of faith. God, forgive me of my sin. That sound will cause everything to change in your life. Until that sound comes out of your mouth, not mine. I can pray for you. It won't do it. You'll have to say it. Until you have a sound coming out of your mouth, there's nothing for God to ride on. Amen. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. There's something about that. Listen to what Isaiah says. Listen to the noise on the mountains, like that of many people. Listen to the loud sound of many people, of nations gathered together. Now watch this. The Lord of all is gathering an army for battle. It will come as a destroying power from the all-powerful. So what it's saying is God takes your loud noise like an army. He creates an army through your noise to shatter the enemy in front of you. That was pretty weak. Loud sounds from God's people dismantle the enemy before God's people. That's what that scripture says. If you refuse to make a loud sound, you'll have enemies all your life. This is not rocket science here, folks. It's the Bible. Different sounds have different results. I'm going to show that to you today. And God comes in a different way with different sounds. That's because God writes them. So I want to read to you a text that you all know, and I'm going to read it without any sound. Then I'm going to continue reading, and our sound man is going to help me, and we're going to create sound in just a moment. Okay, listen to this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Now let's add sound. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Stop. Did you hear the difference? That's just me reading. That sound gave God something to ride on. Did you feel it? Could you feel it? Okay, that's how it works. So the sound changed everything. All we did was add sound, and it changed everything. God moved in. Now let me give you a different sound, and let's just watch what happens here. Next sound. A little louder. It's going to have to be louder. A little louder. A little louder. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah. Let's march into the enemy's camp. Let's get it all back. Let's get it all back. Let's march into the enemy's camp. Let's get it all back. Let's get it all back. Come on, man. The camp. Let's get it all back. Let's get it all back. Let's march into the enemy's camp. Let's get it all back. Let's get it all. See there? Huh? Sound. Sound. I know a lot of musicians who know how to make the sound of the age. But when a man of God is preaching on healing, what is the sound? When a man of God is preaching on finances, what is the sound? What's the sound? At Harvest here, we want to discover and operate in the sound of God in the moment. There's a Cairo sound. We might have to ad-lib like we did this morning. That was beautiful. There's a sound that God moves on. We have to try to find that sound. Amen. Create that sound for God to move in the atmosphere in a different way. There's a sound of hope. How many of you know we need some hope in America right now? We need some hope in our city. But the sound of love is totally different than the sound of hope. Love is a soaking sound. People like to soak. That's love. Soaking will never create hope. Soaking will create love. So most churches know how to create love, but they don't know how to create hope. And yet hope is a great need. Hope is always uplifted. It's always high-stepping. It's always victory. It's always symbols. It creates hope. Yeah, come on, hope. Love is, ooh, come on, baby. Different sound. Can you imagine? Come on, baby. Come on. You're going to scare her off. Trying to help some of you guys. I must be able to learn to make a sound. And I'm not talking about musicians now. I'm talking about me, you. I need to make a sound of prosperity if I want to enter into prosperity. Sound will always precede. What is that sound? What sound is the sound of joy? When I have tears and I need joy, what's the sound? What's the sound of healing when I need a healing? What is the sound? I have to understand that sound precedes the manifestation. It always precedes what follows. The motion picture industry has known this for years. They know how to take you somewhere with a sound. What you see does not tell you what's happening. Go to a scary movie. The whole time, as soon as that music changes, whoa, my God, you know it's coming. What you hear reveals the future. Sound reveals the future. Sound reveals the future. Now, I want you to imagine with me, if you will, and we're just going to paint a picture here, and it can be blonde hair, blue hair, black hair, pink hair, I don't care what color hair, but it's a beautiful woman. In your mind, it's a beautiful woman. And she's got on jeans, maybe some high heels, nice jacket, and she's walking down a cobblestone street. There's some beautiful trees on the side. It's evening time. It's dusk. The lights are there, and there she is. Hear the music? She's going to Grandma's house. She's going to meet her date. Oh, what a wonderful time. What a beautiful time. Same girl. Same girl. And then all of a sudden, the sound changes. She's walking down the street. Huh? You feel the difference? Now all of a sudden your beautiful girl's about to get Freddy Krueger'd. And all we did was change the sound. Amen. What you see in front of you has very little to do with what God is doing. You'll look at the altar and you'll see something that has very little. You have to hear what God's doing. The Bible says faith, which is what we need to unlock, comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Faith is the tool to change the form of blessings from spiritual to natural. And my faith is built by what I hear. Are you guys with me so far? There's a sound that comes from heaven, and I pray that sound comes over this pulpit to reveal to you your future. That's very important to me as a leader, that you hear sounds that will reveal the future of what God has for your life. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor, and I want you to make a sound to them and say, give him just a few more minutes. He has the last thought to give. I am in him. He is my source. All of my needs, every need from birth to death and beyond, are already in me. I just got to get them pushed up and out of me. They're all met. Therefore, they're not in usable form, but God gives me instruments and tools, faith, to push them out. And my faith is built by sounds, what I hear. What I hear will create my faith to help me push out what I need in my life. So I have to understand that there are mechanisms that God has given me to do that. Are you with me so far? Say amen if you're with me. Okay. Now, I'm going to shift gears for a moment. In my studies, and I'm not going to try to get deep here. We could go deep, but I want to make it simple. There are basically three levels of heaven. Okay, there's basically three levels of heaven. You have Earth's atmosphere. That's the atmosphere around you, 6 inches and above, and up airplanes, atmosphere. Then you move into the firmament, and then you move into the abode of God. This is where John the Revelator was taken. This is where the throne of God is at. So there's basically three levels of heaven. Genesis 1 teaches that when God created a thing, he created it by making a sound. And when he made the sound, it was created. And then he stepped back and he blessed it. He blessed everything that he made except for one thing. There's one thing that he did not say was good. He just moved on, never blessed it. He just kept moving. And that was a thing called the expanse. He created an expanse or a firmament, okay? The firmament, but he did not bless it. He created it without blessing it. The second level of heaven was not blessed. Firmament in the Hebrew is equivalent to the Greek word found in Ephesians 2 that says he's the prince and the power of the air, or firmament. Same word. Okay, so Satan does not live in hell. Hell is reserved for Satan for a later date. Satan right now and all the powers that fell with him live in the firmament. They live in the second level of heaven. They live in the firmament. Okay? And so spiritual wickedness in high places is in the firmament. He's the prince and the power of the firmament, the second level. So let me look at this diagram again. Put up the next one if you would. On the top, you have the boat of God. Then you have coming down, you have the firmament. And then you come down to the earth where we're at. Now, Jesus' main thrust was to get the kingdom of God, thy will be done on earth, number one, as it is in heaven, number three. I want to get from three to down to one. In other words, when I pray, all the stuff I need in number one is right now in number three. By faith and by sound, I can move it from there to here. Are you following? But it has to go through that thing called the firmament. It's got to go through number two. So God says, I'm going to give you the keys to this kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in where? What heaven? Number two heaven. You're not binding God in number three. You're binding number two. You're dealing with number two heaven. Okay? So God gave you the keys to number two. Don't you know that it makes the devil mad to know that you have the keys to his house? Are you with me so far? So we're going to make a sound to create a faith that will take us from three through two to one. We're going to have keys to get through two, but Jesus gave them to us. Okay? Now there are three dimensions of praise. I don't have time for scriptures for all this today. There's a praise that silences the enemy. The Bible doesn't describe to me exactly what it is. It could be clapping of hands. It could be drumming. It could be a guitar, whatever. Simply, it means that there's an intensity of praise that when I reach that intensity, the enemy is quieted. He's quiet. I shut him down. Then there's a praise that stills the enemy. In other words, there's such a level now, I've got not only got him quiet, I got him shut up. Now there's such a dimension of praise and such a passion of praise that he's actually froze. He's actionless. He can't move. He's stilled. He's actionless. And so he can't come against me. He's stuck. And then there's a shout. The shout causes the walls to come down. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. We sang it today. The word shout means to peel apart the enemy piece by piece by a loud sound. Shout means to peel apart the enemy piece by piece by a loud sound. So there's a praise that I can enter into. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but there's an intensity that'll shut him up. If I keep pressing into that intensity, I can actually freeze him in place. He's froze. And if I start to shout at that point, I can literally dismantle him and crush him and peel him apart. Okay? So the battle begins, and things have to move from three to one through two. So Daniel prayed. Then the Bible says he had to wait 21 days for his prayer to be answered. How many of you remember that? He prayed. Show the PowerPoint again, the next one. So he prayed, okay, and the angel says to him, I would have been here 3 weeks ago, but I had to battle with the prince of the power of number two. There's a guy named the Prince of Persia that was hanging out up there, and I had to fight that dude to get down. Your answer was released the moment you prayed, but I had to deal with number two to get it to number one. Are you following me? It's pretty simple, but I want you to catch on. The Lord is not playing keep away with your prayers. The moment you ask God to help you with your children, he immediately sent an answer. But it's got to get through number two. The moment you ask God to bless you financially, it was immediately released. Amen. Because you're his son. You're his daughter. But it's got to get through number two. It's got to come down through that place. So now here's what we've done in the church. We've learned how to come to church, do a couple of praise songs, a worship song, bask a little bit, and somehow every once in a while we slip in and get a little word from God. and we get a little something from God. We've learned that we can enter God's gates by thanksgiving. We've learned that we can come into his courts with praise. We've learned that we can come boldly before his throne in the name of Jesus. We can come. We've learned that. But what we've not learned how to do is get out of number three and back to number one with what we got. We know how to get up there and sometimes get it, but we don't know how to get out with it. So by the time you get to your car, you done lost what you got in here. You can't remember what I preached last week. Something about offerings and tithes. How much did you lose? How much did you get out with? How much got into your spirit? How much will you carry for the rest of your life? How much did you get out with? The week before that, do you remember what was preached? Remember what Pastor Brad preached? See, we don't get out with it. We listen to it. We hear it. We receive it. We want it. We're hungry for it. We love it. And we don't get out with it. Come on, I'm trying to help you. I want this church to develop, so I want you to get this. Once you have the word from number three, you got to get back to number one. How do you get back? Well, the same way you got there. You start with a shout. You go through a praise. And you come back all the way down. And so there's a praise, a shout. And you move through the thing just like we did. You there's a praise that will quiet him. There's an intensity that will still him. And then there's a shout that will break him. So the same thing, you break it back as you leave out the door. You get in your car. You break it down the same way so that you get to the car and get it into your spirit. That's why I don't always like to leave church on a slow song. It's nothing wrong with slow songs. I like to leave with a shout because I want to make sure that you get out with what God gave you. It's not just about, it's not to me a hype so you walk out going, like the little happy song of the girl. I just want to make sure you don't walk out with a Freddy Krueger song. I want you to get out with the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the church needs that revelation. It's more than just coming up here and we have tremendous musicians here, but it's more than singing, it's more than shouting. We are dealing with number two. When we're in a song service, we're dealing with number two. And it's not, we're corporate, yes, but individual. You can stand right there and not enter in, and you'll walk out with nothing in you. It's, amen, it's an individual, and it's a corporate thing. So as you enter in, as you press through, well, that's not my personality. Your personality needs to be broken. We need a shout till your personality changes. When you get to heaven, your personality is not going to be that personality. I promise you, in your heaven, you're going to make a loud sound. I promise you, you will. And so I'm trying to tell you, if that personality doesn't match up today, change your personality. Honestly, I'm not trying to be ugly. Change it. I had to change mine. It's not my nature to do that. It's not my nature to dance because I look like a dork. Some people, when they dance, it's so cool. I just kind of, you know. But I got to do it. I've got to press in. I've got to get what God has for me. Not only that, I got to get back with it. God says, you have not because you ask not. Okay, in other words, he always had intentions of giving it to you. He always had intentions. But if you're not getting it, it's because you're not taking it through the number two. Is this making sense to everybody? God's intention is for you to have whatever you ask for. That's his intention. He wants you to have it. He wants you to move through these things. And so I'm talking to you today about praise as a weapon. Not just praise as something we come to church and we feel a goosebump. It's more than a goosebump. There's people coming in here that are bound and broken. They couldn't open their mouth if they had to. They're so broken from life. But you and I can break through an atmosphere for them. Now, eventually, they're going to have to learn how to break through an atmosphere because we don't go home with them. They go back home. They walk right back into the same that broke them when they got here. So they have to learn how to break into their atmosphere. They have to learn how to praise in their atmosphere. They have to learn how to have a shout in their atmosphere. They have to learn how to peel the enemy apart in their atmosphere. Amen. The first church in the book of Acts. The people were out on the streets. It's 9:00 in the morning. All these people come pouring, 120 people come pouring out of the upper room. And what they saw and what they heard freaked them out. They said, these people are drunk. These are a bunch of drunks. Now, I've been going to church for 40 years, and I've been in a couple of church services that felt like they were a bunch of drunks. But most of the time, they feel like they're petrified. Praise the Lord. And the early church had thousands get saved because they were a drunken, mad people full of the Holy Spirit. They were unashamed. They were breaking out in praise. They were breaking out in shouts. They were speaking tongues of things they'd never heard or imagined. It wasn't something that was natural to them. It was something that was flowing. They broke it all down, and it caused the enemy to be peeled apart and the early church to be birthed. But you and I, we want to come to church and patty cake, and oh, that was a good lick on the drums. Mm-hmm. I like that guy on the guitar. Mm-hmm. I do too, but it's more than that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is, you have to understand, you are dealing with something. God rides on your sound. And the manifestation that's going to be in your future is dependent on the sound that you're making today. If you're one of these guys that's just a quiet guy and stoic, that's fine, but there's a time to break it down. Because you cannot get through number two acting like that. To get through number two, you're going to have a shout. Somebody say a shout. The pinnacle of praise is a shout. You push until you get him quiet. You push harder until he's still. You push harder until he breaks. I'm talking about a praise. So that's what we're after in our church service. I'm going to get the musicians to come if they would. That's what we're after in our church service. Not just to be radical. We're not trying to prove anything to anybody. We're trying to break through the devil's strongholds. I don't know about you. I want all of your children back in church. I want to see your families changed. I want to see prosperity and abundance be yours. I want to see people healed. And I know that if we change the sound, those things will happen. If we do not change the sound, if we keep doing things the way we've always done things because we're comfortable there, the devil's happy too. Because he keeps the keys to number two. Amen. So we want to learn how to press through number two. There are times. Listen, you get desperate enough, you'll start pressing through. Oh, amen. You'll scream out. You'll holler out. You'll make sounds that you've never made before when you get desperate enough. Something inside you will break, and something inside you will push. When you think you're losing your family, when you think you're going into bankruptcy, when you think that everything's collapsing around you, when you're watching your kids be taken away into mental institutions and stuff, and you're breaking, your heart's breaking, your sound will change. If it doesn't, you will walk away with the same problem you had when you entered. You can change the sound. You can change the sound. Amen. God will ride on the sound. I've tried to show you that. The motion industry, Hollywood knows that. I don't know why the church can't get it, because the devil tries to blind you. Right now, there's little demons everywhere. Plug in your little ears. They tried to shut off our Facebook today because they didn't want nobody to hear this. Amen. But sound is powerful. So it's not just us trying to get you to be loud and radical. It's us trying to help you get through number two. I want your marriages blessed. I want this church blessed. I want to see a quality of discipleship and a quality of leadership that surpasses anything we've ever seen or known before. I want to see God raise up young men and young couples and young people and old people too. Amen. I'll send you out at 75 if you got the guts. Amen. I've done it. I've sent them out when they're that old. Amen. I told you about that. I'll send you. But you got to have an ability to praise through a number two. If you can't break through a number two, you'll never get what God has for you in your life. Amen. So I want us to stand. Nobody leaving just for a moment. Don't get nervous. See how nervous you got? Just stand up. I want you to just take a moment right here, and I want you to think about every unmet need in your life. Your children, your finances, your work. And I want you to remember right now, remember this, everything you need, you already have. It's already in you. Colossians 3 says that. It's already there. All the strength of God is in you right now. The question is, can you get it out? Can you get your faith to go up and bring it back down? Amen. So I need you to get upset about your unanswered prayers. I need you to get upset about it. I need you to be bothered by it. I need you to be bothered. Because if you're not passionate about it, then it's not worth praying over. You got to have a fire. You got to have a passion. You got to say, this ain't right. It's just not right to see my family sick. It's just not right for that to happen. It's not right. Somewhere you got to rise up. You got to begin to believe God. And so what we're going to do is we're going to sing a song. While we're singing this song, I want you to force the enemy to let it go. I want you to force the enemy to let it go. You got to get aggressive enough. First of all, you get loud enough, you quiet him. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about you. You'll know when you've got there. You quiet him, you still him, and you break him today in Jesus' name. So I want you to get it loud within yourself, okay? Until it's won. I want to win some battles today. Amen. So let's come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, sing with us. Death couldn't hold you down. If you need to come into the aisles, if you need to come to the front, whatever you need to do. Victory, we're gonna. Come on, worship him. God with a voice of praise. Shout it. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Come on, shout unto God. The voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Okay. Okay, you're pretty good. You got him a little bit nervous. That intensity level ain't driving nothing out. I'm just telling you, I've cast out devils all over the world. Right now he's just going, huh, check him out. You got to get intense. You got to get intense. Amen. You got to realize what's happening. You got to see it. I was on a platform. There are about 20,000 people in front of me. Somehow they let a witch onto that platform. She came out onto that platform and she started puking. She puked up black frogs. About 50 little black frogs are bouncing around. Frogs in the Bible are demonic spirits. And I knew what she was doing. The crowd was mesmerized. I felt the cloud come over them. And at that moment, I got mad. Frogs started flying, boom, boom, splatting. Frogs were splatting. Witches were running. And there was a preacher that was madder than a dog, man. I was a pit dog mad. I was mad. Amen. Not at her, but at the devil would do that to those people. When we broke the power of that thing, suddenly miracles started to pour forth. God started to heal people. People were throwing their crutches up in the air. People's eyes were being opened. It's an amazing moment. Happened, Louis Palau was another guy. Same thing happened to him. It's a phenomenon that I don't fully understand. But when it happened, as she was doing that, and I started kicking those frogs and fighting those frogs, the crowd started shouting. They weren't shouting songs, shouting to God. We're just trying to help you along. We're trying to patty cake you along. They were just shouting. I think out of fear, out of reverence, out of awe. They were just, they were shouting. And the shout caused God's presence to ride in like a mighty train. And God began to move. So we're going to sing this again. I need you to have a little more intensity in your spirit. A little more intensity. Come on. Come on. A little more intensity. Go ahead. Lead us in that. Hold you down. Been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. In victory, we're gonna make your praises loud. The voice of triumph, shout unto God with the voice of praise. Come on, hallelujah! We lift your name up, shout unto God with the voice. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Come on, hallelujah! Hallelujah! There it is. There it is. Come on. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. There it is. Receive it now. Receive it now. Oh, I felt the devil get nervous then. I felt the devil get nervous. Some of you felt like, man, this is a weird place. I'm getting out of here. That's the devil. He's nervous. He's nervous. He's nervous. You're not the devil. The devil, that is a nervous spirit that comes in a place because he's losing. We're peeling him apart. We're peeling him apart. We're not just trying to play. Listen, we're not trying to hype it up like being a weird spiritual church or Pentecost. We're trying to break down the powers of darkness. We want your family set free. We want you to walk in abundance. We want you to walk in abundance. God's not just a God of inheritance or prosperity. He's a God of abundance and then a God of inheritance. It's powerful. This is a biblical principle I want you to see. It's all through your Bible. They shouted and walls came down. It's all through your word. It's not just being crazy. It's breaking in and getting what you need for your family, getting what you need in your life. One more time, I want you to receive what you need. Reach in there and get what you need. Come on, one more time. With the voice of triumph, shout unto God with the voice of praise. The voice of triumph. Come on, sing it with us. With the voice of triumph, shout unto God with the voice of praise. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey, hey! Hey! Come on! Hallelujah! Woo! This is an atmosphere that people can be healed in. This is an atmosphere that turns things around in homes. This is an atmosphere that'll turn PTSD around. It'll break it. This is an atmosphere that dysfunction starts to function. Hallelujah. Listen, folks, I can't preach you into a miracle. God does miracles. All I can do is get you hungry if I can. Amen. I know that you've been raised all your life to be stoic, some of you. You feel like you're a quiet person. Just remember this preacher's telling you, you got to get through number two. You got to get through number two. You got to get through it. It'll take an intensity. It'll take a power. There's a sound when you're just loving God. There's a sound for that. But there's also a sound if you want to get something out. It's a whole different sound. Some of you've only learned to soak. That's the only sound you know. You need to learn a new sound. Some of you have been speaking in tongues for a long time, and it still sounds like when you first started, you've never developed. Your language needs to develop. It needs to become much larger. You need to develop your language. There should be a sound that comes out of you. Amen. I've been there. I've watched it happen. I've been in places where all of a sudden somebody I was with, like Michelle, let's just pretend, we're all of a sudden we're in Russian, and she's speaking Russian because she develops a sound. It just starts to flow out of her, and God starts to use her to minister. God does that kind of stuff, but only after you break through the second level. Because when you pray, God heard it. But you got to get it from there to here. Does that make sense? This is not just on Sundays. This is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is when you're in your car. This is when you're at home. This is when you're backyard gardening. This is when you're in your knitting class. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost comes on you and you start just sewing. Woo! Hallelujah! You put together a rug faster than anybody in the room. I don't know how it works. Our God is awesome. Look at your neighbor and say, our God is awesome. Now tell the other neighbor, you're awesome. Pastor Brad, would you come?
Amen. Are you encouraged? Amen.